Several hours before the rain hit the city, people braved the cold to go vote before work at Charlottesville's Walker Upper Elementary School. Independent City Council candidate Nikaya Walker, doing a tour of all the precincts with her son Dante, was here encouraging people. Or maybe was it people encouraging her?
The turnout's been really good. Lots of, I got you. You already have my vote, so.
Whatever the results, she considers it all to be a success.
I've been able to share this whole, what I've been talking about the campaign, that there's two Charlottesvilles and not one. And even the problems within, you know, the local Democratic Party that we saw on a national level that got a Trump elected.
So. Speaking of problems, John Warsby is a little confused about the candidates he voted for.
I tend to be a Democratic Party hack, and so I voted for Northam for governor, Herring for, I want to say, lieutenant governor, and then attorney general. It's terrible. That's why I'm a Democratic Party hack, because I can't tell you. I know that John Adams was the Republican candidate.
He particularly disliked some of the attack ads that Republicans ran, he says. So did UVA professor Hector Amaya.
It was also important to vote against Gillespie and his politics of hate. I hope you understand, coming from a Latino, how hurtful it is to actually be exposed to the type of advertising Gillespie has issued, and we will remember.
It's a kind of rhetoric that might have fostered a little more commitment to vote on the part of Virginians, says Chief Election Official Sheila Hoy.
But I know we've had a lot of absentee voters in the city, and I hear that's true in the county as well this time.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.